This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. A shooting earlier today at McNair Discover Learning Academy in DeKalb County. The good news is all of the students are safe. A suspect is in custody. WABE's Martha Dalton has been there since the shooting happened earlier this afternoon. Martha, do we know much about this suspect or why he did it?
We don't know much about motive, Dennis. What we do know at this point is that the suspect is a 19-year-old. DeKalb officials have confiscated an AK-47. They also, we do know, got had to send in a SWAT team because they were worried about explosives. So they had bomb-sniffing dogs inspecting this guy's car. No explosives, at least that they've confirmed, have been found, but that was a concern.
Now, we should backtrack. Of course, he is a suspect. He is charged with this here. But have authorities said that the person they have in custody has admitted to doing this?
They have not said that.
You talked to parents as they went to pick up their children, obviously very relieved and certainly probably still scared. What were their main questions for school officials?
Well, two main questions, Dennis. One is, how did this suspect get into the school? Parents told me the school is very secure. When they go to pick up their children, they have to ring a doorbell and they have to show an ID card to a security camera before they can get in the school building. So they were very confused as to how he got in. Police believe he may have gone in behind someone else, although they haven't confirmed that. The other concern parents had is that they were not notified by the school in any sort of uniform messaging system or through a uniform messaging system. Most of them were told by friends, neighbors, other people that they knew instead of the school itself.
Superintendent Michael Thurman just talked to you. He's the interim superintendent in DeKalb County. What did he have to say about those concerns specifically? I'm sure he's heard them.
He has, and Superintendent Thurman actually said he was pleased with the way things went today in terms of being able to get all of the children out safely, all the teachers out, that no one was hurt, and that authorities acted quickly. He did not directly address the need for a system-wide communication system that would alert parents, but he suggested that that was something that the district would need to examine and consider going forward.
Did the superintendent have much to say about security in general?
In general, he said he was pleased with the security system in the school system district-wide. There is an emergency response team in the DeKalb schools, and he said he was pleased with the way they responded and handled the situation. He did say that they would debrief after today's event and decide if they need to make changes or amendments going forward.
Now, the students at McNair, I'm assuming that they'll try to have classes resume fairly quickly.
Yes. In fact, school officials said earlier today that the students at McNair Discovery Learning Academy will attend classes at McNair High School tomorrow. Of course, those were early plans, but that was the word from school officials.
Martha, anything else from your conversation with the superintendent that you think is important?
The superintendent did seem concerned about security overall in the district. He did seem to think that, you know, the way things are set up now, where it seems like individual schools are a little more have a little more autonomy about how they handle those situations, that maybe that needs to be looked at, and maybe the policy needs to be examined as they move ahead.
WABE's Martha Dalton, who has been at the area where parents have met the students from the McNair Discovery Academy. Martha, thanks so much for being with us.
You got it, Dennis.